Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Take me out to the ball game.
Hey, welcome back. It's Hardline, 59 The Fan, KFNS, 59thefan.com. We will get to some Matt Carpenter discussion here in a moment. First, I got to read you what I find to be just a hilarious tweet from the president of our United States. And I just, this will never be said before. This obviously has never been said before.
Well, something new? Come on. Original?
This is great. He said, CNN's Don Lemon, the dumbest man on television, insinuated last night while asking a debate, quote, question, that I was a racist, when in fact I am, quote, the least racist person in the world.
In the world.
So he...
Wow.
Donald Trump just quoted himself in his own tweet. Okay. He says, perhaps someone should explain to Don that he's supposed to be neutral, unbiased, and fair, or is he too dumb, parentheses, stupid, to understand that.
Just to make sure you know what dumb is.
No wonder CNN's ratings, parentheses MSNBC's also, have gone down the tubes and will stay there until they bring credibility back to the newsroom. Don't hold your breath. That is a tweet from the president of our United States of America. All right.
Wacky.
Just a couple things here from some of the less than bright people on our text line.
Some of them are very bright, though.
Yes, that's so I couldn't be talking about them. It says, because there are bright ones. Like, here's a bright one, 3-on-4. Taft is the only person to have served as president and also on the Supreme Court. That's a good fact to know.
There you go. Fun presidential facts.
But then you have some of the, like, from the 917 here, less than, I don't know, having stepped outside of Iraq perspectives. Geez, TJ, you know nothing about Warren's career record and resume. She's not a radical at all. Do some background on her. She says she's a detailed policy wonk, answering questions in 30 and 16 seconds on banking and monetary policy. She's the smartest person in any room in D.C. Somebody has to be an expert on something. Fellas, I opened with telling you this. She, in essence, stood up and said, if you're not going to be a radical, why are you running for president? She worded it slightly different. That's what she's saying. She is, with Bernie Sanders, saying, I want to steal the private health insurance from most of America who would prefer to keep it. If that's not a radical idea, I don't know what is. Like, she would brag to you that she's a radical. You disagreeing with that would disagree with what she would tell you verbatim. This is not a difficult idea. She wants to be seen as that because she thinks that's how she's going to be elected president.
Right.
All right, so.
I agree.
Triple X Club Pro, no trades happening for the Cardinals. I just saw Mo walking in the matinee.
Not sure I believe that.
Yeah, I don't see that happen.
But probably the same results.
Tim says Astros, Yankees, and Dodgers are quiet so far as well.
Yeah, nobody.
It's because the good guys are going to the Reds.
Everybody's just trading, for the most part, trading garbage for garbage.
Right.
Ken Rosenthal reporting it's looking close that the Tigers are going to send their closer, Shane Green, to the Atlanta Braves.
That would be big.
Yeah, 1.18 ERA this year.
That would be big. That'd be more. You know, Bowers, yeah, okay, fine. That's a good deal, but because he doesn't go to a contender, we'll be more concerned about that in St. Louis next year. Or, again, he gets a couple of starts against you and really sticks it to you this year. So it could be an impact to us. But that's Green's. That's a good name and a good move for the Braves.
Agreed. Uncle Baldwin says, I hear more about the Mo Miracle than Grover Cleveland. That's pretty good there. Because you don't hear about much unless I'm talking about it. Engine Joe, maybe I'm a trendsetter, but my sexual preference is always yes. Maybe so. So, Flip Phone Stan says, I'm pretty sure no one cares about your opinion on politics. Probably true. I know I don't. Please stick to what you know, which is also very little anyway. Also,
a little harsh.
Very, very true. Splashback, not to poop on any parades, but I forgot to say this earlier this week. And I have angst. Chalk up Saturday's loss to another pregame ceremony.
Hmm.
That's been his theory for a while now. You have a ceremony.
Let's cut them out anyway.
You're going to lose.
Yeah.
Look, I hate celebrations. I hate cake. I don't think we should have so many holidays. I agree.
I'm generally on board with
stop
that.
Stop celebrating everything.
Right.
You should have to accomplish a lot to celebrate. And largely, unless it was like the birth of your religion and or your country, you didn't do it. So quit celebrating.
Okay.
And there, that extends to Veterans and Memorial Day as well, since they are part of the country. So I'm fine with those two. 4th of July, and then whatever religious holiday. You get four. That's up from three.
Every quarter you get a holiday.
Ulysses S. Grant says, I was a great president. Talk about me, damn it. Yeah, no, I totally agree. If we take it one holiday per quarter, I'm on board.
Okay.
No more Cinco de Mayo. Get rid of that crap.
Yeah, people aren't really taking off for that, though. You just think it's too much.
You're in the wrong generation.
Just too much celebratory activity.
Yeah. Go to work.
You're not going to make
it. Stop eating so much cake.
You're not going to make it in Copenhagen.
Yeah, probably
or
not.
Sweden.
Probably not. All right, let's talk about Matt Carpenter's, what is he, 0 for 18 now? 0 for 19?
I think it was,
19?
Is it 19, I believe, and he's going to Memphis now.
Hey, he got a promotion.
Yeah, I assume it'll be a. I really am not taking shots at the guy. But based on secondhand information from a baseball guy I respect who I will not name because his observations are, they're not good to think about. His opinion, not just on results, but on trying to get to those results, that Carpenter looks really lost. He says his routine every day in Springfield, when he comes out of the clubhouse, greets some season ticket holders, warm embrace, signs autographs for a few minutes, and then he practically isolates himself from everybody else. This is a guy that's in his head, his own head, too much.
Yeah.
That his body language and his not just walking around, but on the field even, defensively, in the batter's box. Again, not necessarily results-oriented, but is a guy who's clearly troubled. And when you see something you've done great almost your whole life and you're not able to do it, you have reason to be troubled, right?
Absolutely.
But this seems like a guy who needs to find a way to get out of his own head. And I'm very concerned for him.
So
as a person as much as a player.
You know when it's been a while for you, less than a while for me, but you go through a tough breakup and your buddy's like, let's just go do something else. Take your mind off it. Let's get some golf balls. And you know, and you sort of fret over a little bit, but the worst thing you can do is be inside of your own head. And the best thing that can happen is your buddy come over and talk to you so that you're not inside of your own
yeah.
head. But Carpenter is such a little sociopath here that he won't let you talk to him. So all he does is think about something all day long, every day, which truly rips you to shreds.
It's clear. It's not disputable. Matt has an obsessive personality.
Yeah, OCD is definitely on the table.
It goes back to quitting the game in college.
And Ken Rosenthal now reporting that it looks like Jed Jerko is going to the Dodgers.
What are they going to do with him?
That's what everyone said when they acquired Tyler White, too.
Yeah, they've already got David Freese. What do they need?
He's hurt, I believe.
Oh, that's right. Freese is hurt. Okay.
And Jerko, like I said yesterday, he looked like a man who knew he wasn't going to ever suit up for another game with the big league club.
He's known that for a couple of months.
Yeah, he's known that, the way they were acting, pushing back his rehab, and then his locker. It had the bare minimum of equipment, but any of his personal mementos were gone last night that I could see.
He knew. He knew. It was time for him to mosey on down the road. And that's kind of what he does, mosey. But back to Carpenter. Again, I'm as concerned about him as a person as I am a player. Obviously, you want the player to be good and come back and help your team and all that Cardinal Nation crap. But I think this is a really troubled guy, I think. And by all accounts, I've only maybe talked to him twice in his career, but by all accounts, really nice guy. I'm just concerned about him.
Go ahead.
Let me just finish. Is it simple enough that he gets back into a hitting groove and everything will be good? For the time being, because of his personality, when things are going good, they are great. The world is great. We're selling salsa. We're having a marvelous time. When it goes bad, I mean, it's a guy with a dark cloud over his head constantly. It's very concerning to me.
So this is interesting. I've been observing this, so long as everybody else has, but over the years, and as I've told you guys, and you guys are nauseous about hearing it, I had a chance to be around Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and observe for about a year. And I've also been around some other obsessive greats. And those people are incapable of enjoying regular life. They are only capable of enjoying the peak. And for them, it's not even their peak performance. It is championships. Like, you had Matt Carpenter last year do his thing, but I guarantee you at the end of the season when he started slumping again, going into this offseason, he was miserable. I was 2013 when I was in New England. Tom and Bill were flat disgusted with themselves.
Really?
They hadn't won a Super Bowl since 2004. They won three out of Tom's first 4 years, and then they had not won since then, and they were coming off two losses to the same team in Super Bowls in 07 and 2011. Mm-hmm. Disgusted. Tom hardly smiled at people. And he was kind of goofy and he did his thing, whatever. But you could tell all Tom really cared about. He'd jump up in the weight room. True, I promise you this is 100% the truth. He is a, at this point, so Tom would have been 37, I think. 37 years old. Right in there. 36, 37, okay? Been in the league a long time. League MVP at that point, yes. That year, I think, is when Peyton threw 55 touchdowns, okay? So I think Tom, who had thrown 50, was the all-time leading single-season touchdown thrower at 50. So Tom had been the top of the top, three Super Bowls, had been to five, okay? He would stand up. We would be lifting weights. He lifted about 135. Truly, he was very weak. And then he'd stand up and do his throwing motion over and over and without a ball, on air. Throwing motion, over. Turn his hips. Get his timing. Over and over and over. And that's all he cared about. That's it. There was no, he didn't care about having a good time and hanging out with his friends and his supermodel wife who'd bring his kids. And no, he cared about his throwing motion in the weight room, in the off season, and how it looked without the football. Like, that's it. These people, Matt Carpenter fits this group. That it is not a catch 22, but it's a if you cannot reach the top without this personality. I don't think you can. Michael Jordan, the great, we're talking greatest ever. Maybe, I don't know Mike Trout's personality. I don't know. I could be off on this. The vast majority of people that I see, Michael Jordan was this way. Kobe was this way. These people are incapable of being happy if they're not winning.
Mm-hmm.
Belichick is this way. I know Tom's this way. Peyton was this way a little bit, even though Peyton can be goofy now that he's out and all that kind of stuff. And but I can tell you from people that I know that played with him, he was miserable to be around. And some of his guys that you would think would be his best friends, Marvin Harrison hated his guts. Hated his guts. A stupid story. Jim Sorge used to be the backup quarterback for him. And so Peyton would say, hey, go over and tell effing Marvin not to cut his route off 2 yards short. And so Jim would walk over. He said, hey, Marv, Peyton said, hey, buddy, good route, but he wanted to make sure he got the depth next time. F him. He'd go back and he'd say, okay. Peyton, he says he's got it. Truly, that's how they communicated.
That's all good right? stuff.
So that is, Peyton was not easy to be around. These people aren't easy to be around. And if things are going perfect, that's like their equilibrium.
Well, perfection.
Perfection is their equilibrium.
Right.
Where the rest of us are like, when we're on cloud nine, we're probably the greatest people on planet Earth to be around, right? Our equilibrium is everybody on, you kind of have your good days or bad days, but our equilibrium, generally, we're halfway happy and pretty pleasant.
Had a good
people.
Night's sleep.
Yeah.
Had a nice lunch. Had a good smoothie.
Like you and me every day, if we have our equilibrium, like, if either one of us are having a bad day or whatever, you're not quite there, but our normal, you and I get along great and everything's. That is only when they're holding up the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah.
So for them to exist below that is miserable. That is depression for them. So then they're in constant fight to get back to that, except you can't help them do it. So you can't talk.
Right.
So I can't be your friend. I don't have time. Did you see my – I struck out twice yesterday. Yeah, but you hit two home runs. But I struck out twice. It is almost a mental illness, truly. And – is it worth is it worth being the greatest ever to have that existence? I've actually wrestled with that quite a bit. Would you want to go so far over the edge of normalcy and being able to go through your life at this thing to be the greatest ever? My answer is no. I'm not, to be the greatest ever, am I interested in throwing away 40 years of potential happiness and fun with your wife, with your kids, who are also going through this stupid roller coaster with you?
Yeah.
To have, okay, well, you get a whole bunch. You get $40 million. They would throw every, they would work for free tomorrow if you said, if you told Matt Carpenter he did a home run the rest of the games this year, he would play for free. I guarantee it. 100%. All that giant contract he signed, he'd play for free. These guys are weird. It is truly almost a mental illness. Now, that's not what society sees. You see Instagram and all that. They're best ever. I'm telling you, the regular everyday existence is pretty miserable.
Yeah, and the difference here, too, is at his best, Carpenter, well, at his best, but over the course of his career, he's not the best player in the game. Sometimes not even the best player on his team. So when things aren't going well for him, I worry for him. And he might be at rock bottom right now, emotionally, might be. Maybe tonight something will click and things will start going great at Memphis. So my point is, for a number of reasons, I hope that's the case.
Yeah, no kidding. But it is a and you're obviously, Matt Carpenter is not in this. You know, I'm bringing up the all-time greats because those are typically the ones with that personality. But to even get to that level, there are guys. Matt Carpenter doesn't have the talent of Mike Trout. But
right.
For whatever level you can get to, like to get to that big league level, at a guy like Carpenter, who's fairly slow, has average, probably below average fielding skills and all that. Like, he has worked himself into being
absolutely right,
one of the very best hitters in the
his
game.
His obsession has made him a big league player.
Yes. So whether or not he has the skill or the talent to be at the top is somewhat irrelevant to this conversation. It is a personality quirk. We call it that to be nice. It is a personality disorder, almost. And again, do you want to sacrifice somewhat of a normal life? Like we hold this thing up and we say, all right, to my dad always used to say this to me, and it's a good saying, and it's true, but you need to look at it properly. To be something you've never been before, you got to do something you've never done before, right? Everybody, you've heard that saying forever. Okay, all that stuff's true, but what that means is wake up an hour early today and go put in a little extra work. What it doesn't mean is make sure you do not feel the emotion of happiness unless your life is perfect. And that's how some of these guys have to take it. In order to go this far, you know, it's like this is how guys with addictive personalities, so that's how they go. Like, I got one buddy who, he took painkillers like crazy. I mean, and then finally, like, he was engaged, and then his fiance found out about it somehow. I have no, because his normal was just taking a ton of painkillers, so you couldn't even tell that he was high all the time. Well, eventually she broke off the engagement. His parents found out, put him in rehab. Well, he had to obsess over something, so he started playing golf every day, and then he's a scratch golfer, right? And then, so you just have to aim. Some guys have this personality where I have to be putting all my attention and focus into something and doing
that's
this.
That's exactly right.
And it's really hard if they don't. Well, if you have that personality, and maybe that's part of the Matt Carpenter thing, and this is where you have to do it. I get it. You can't put it elsewhere. You're going to suck at baseball. You almost need to be getting therapy as you go along here, because somebody's got to walk you through that. Hey, life's pretty good. Hey, you're making about $19 million this year. Hey, you got a wife and kids, and hey, you're in first place here. And all right, you're not swinging the bat very well right now, but last year you were like eighth in the MVP voting or whatever it was. You know, it's like just walk you through and a reminder. Now for them, all they hear is, "Yeah, I suck."
That's right. That's right. It's sad.
It is really sad, and I don't know what the answer to that is. But I know it is a tough existence. It really is.
So, again, hopefully he can get some semblance of his, as much as his swing, I think it's the mental approach. You know, was it last night or the night before he got, you know, you're double A, you get punched out on a called third strike, lackadaisical play at third. He's just a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe being with Ozuna, I don't know why, but maybe having another big leaguer with him on assignment will help.
A big leaguer that doesn't take himself too seriously.
Yeah.
That's like the one, you know, we rip on Ozuna sometimes, but I'm telling you this. If you're choosing between sociopath, obsessive Matt Carpenter or, hey, I oversleep once a year.
Happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
I'll take that, dude. And it's not perfect. You want a guy who doesn't oversleep, and you, but it's probably not the worst thing in the world to get him hanging out with Carlos Martinez. Hey, Matt, go dye your hair or something.
Yeah.
Something. Just go chill out. Go have some fun. Yeah, I got a buddy right now who's very rigid. And so this is what we eat. And if he's not, if he eats outside of whatever this is, unhealthy in some way, he beats himself up all day long. You know, if he doesn't get the proper, it's like you constantly beat yourself up, and I just want to like shake him. Hey, you okay? You slept 1 hour less. Relax. Okay, you ate some ice cream. All right. Like what? Just
you, so having the whole package of Oreos wouldn't work.
Would for me.
Me too.
I'll split them with you.
Unfortunately.
Oh, nah. On second hand, let's get two packages.
Indeed.
It's tough. You take a step back a little bit. It's going to be all right. And when I was a kid, I was a perfectionist, and I was that way. You grow out of that to some degree, and everything's got to be perfect in this and that way. Then you realize as you grow up a little bit, and especially in football, they try to tell you, yeah, not only are things not going to be perfect, they're rarely going to be good. So you better figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's ever going to let you have a nice, clean release off the line. You're never going to get the perfect sleep the night before a game. You probably will be in a fight with your girlfriend the night before the biggest game of your life. Just how it works.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
That really sucks.
That's just always how it happens. How is it that everybody on our team is in a fight with their girlfriend the night before the national championship? How is this possible?
But it's women.
True. Yeah, and it's usually us picking the fight. And they're just like, why are you being so mean? What'd you call me?
When really what he's saying is, I got a big game tomorrow.
Yeah. That's exactly right. No, it's not that I don't want to see you.
I got a big game.
Yeah. So can you go away?
Biggest moment.
That's right. Of my entire life. And
right.
You're not
no,
in it.
No, I'm sorry. Meeting you was not it.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And all
maybe
day,
if we get married someday, maybe it will be. But even then, probably not.
Only if we lose.
That, for any of you female listeners, that was insight to the male mind.
Oh, that's true.
That really, truly was.
Because if we lose, I won't want to remember that day.
Right.
So talking to you right now will be better than that. But if we win,
it'll be
second place is okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about our friends about Royal Banks.
Royal Banks of Missouri, 11 locations, local branches. I like to call each one of them your local neighborhood bank because that's how they feel. When you walk in and you get the hellos, you get a cup of coffee, whatever you want. That's all great. But more important is you get the personal attention to your financial goals. The personal care about what those goals are and how can we help you achieve them, whether it's a mortgage, it's a refi, it's a home equity credit line like I have, the myriad checking accounts and different ways you can do that, whether we're making your banking life easier with our new extended drive-up teller hours, all the digital banking options available to you. No matter what it is, we're out to help you achieve your financial goals and be a partner with you in doing that. It's Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Good stuff. I do love our friends at Royal Banks. We have 32 minutes until the trade deadline. Perk up.
I say perk down.
Perk down, yeah.
Perk down, not going to happen.
Go ahead and sign off.
As Gene Hackman says in Hoosiers, I'll paraphrase, my team is on the field. That's what the Cardinals are going to do, I'm telling you. And depth at AAA left-handed reliever, don't turn me on.
Come on, Tyler Webb. Come on.
Well, we already have him.
Chasen Shreve.
We got these guys.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Austin Gomber on the shelf.
Reyes.
Well, not good.
It goes back to what I was talking about yesterday, the philosophy of do enough to get into postseason versus trying to do enough to be the overwhelming favorite to win the World Series. The bean counters would tell you the amount of money you spend to overwhelm everybody doesn't increase your odds enough to have an actual monetary value in doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what the bean counters would tell you.
Bean counters are stupid. Nobody counts beans.
No. And those bean counters, if they're in the Cardinal Nation, would tell you to look at 06 and 2011.
Years in the history of baseball. Let's pretend were those years.
And then they'll also tell you 04, 05, when you did have the best roster in baseball and you lost both times.
Okay, well,
I'm not defending that position. Yeah. I'm just saying it's defendable.
Hmm.
Defensible? Either one.
I'm not sure what the proper verbiage is there.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
You're not on the air.
It'd be fun to have all the good players you can get. And we did in 04 and 05 and didn't win either year. The issue with saying that's a reason why is that that's not why you lost. You lost because of injuries, and you lost a free agent here, and blah, blah, blah. That's not why you lost.
Let's go break down the World Series winning rosters over the years and see how many good players they had versus the teams that were 10 games out of contention with the month left.
Here's where I'll go with you and Brian Hoffman on odds. The more better players you have, the better your odds increase of winning.
Seems controversial.
It is pretty controversial, yes. I'm out on a limb.
All right, we got to go to break. One last thing. Joel Sherman tweeting out here. Joel Sherman, who is a baseball columnist for New York Post, said he's told the Mets are not only in sell mode with Wheeler, but are also talking about buying as deadline approaches. They want to bulk up the pen. You just, if you're the Cardinals here, you don't want that many buyers for the pen. You'd like to go figure out how to get Will Smith or somebody without exactly paying too much for him and having a whole bunch of other suitors. Because as we're seeing right now, teams are happy to trade to teams that aren't very good.
And again, I'm happy with the Reds, Padres, and Mets because they're creating chaos and ruining the national narrative that the contenders aren't getting
players. That's
true,
because since the Cardinals likely weren't going to do anything anyway, all you did was take them from the Dodgers. The Dodgers bulk up at the trade deadline every year.
I will say the Indians probably helped themselves a little bit because of their offense, what they're doing with their offense. Short term, they gave a good prospect to the Padres. So the Indians may be the one team in all this that has a tangible improvement. Would you agree, David?
Oh, very much so. Plus, they're dealing from a position of strength because Corey Kluber is about to come back. And even though they can't count on him, it looks like Danny Salazar will make his first start at the big league level in about 2 years.
Yep. So so that's one team. But as far as the National League goes, the Braves picked up a very nice reliever. And then, you know, the Brewers, yeah, they got a guy. The Nats got a guy. They got a couple of guys for their pen, but they're terrible. So, you know, we'll see. 28 minutes?
28 minutes. Last thing here from, let's call him Mr. Hunt. Let's say that, because his first name's Mike. Good thing neither of you on this program are perfectionists, because that personality with the quality of this program just wouldn't go.
We'd be really depressed.
We would be screwed.
Instead, we don't give an S, and so it's perfect.
That's true. If we were both Matt Carpenter, we'd just sit in this room silent, pissed that we couldn't be doing better.
And fans may like that.
Yeah.
Don't give them an idea.
John's gone today. They should be happy. We got to go. We'll be back on the other side. It's Hardline.